What about in terms of adjuvant therapy right now? And it's kind of cool that patients who go into RO4 postoperatively are going to be eligible for the intergroup adjuvant trial, which is basically FOLFOX plus or minus Bev. So there seems to be this distinction in terms of adjuvant therapy between rectal and colon cancer. Right now, what do we know about that in terms of adjuvant systemic therapy, the two of them and responsiveness?
Well, we've always believed that postoperative chemotherapy for rectal lesions is effective and is as effective as it is in colon. Some of our best results have been in our rectal trials, particularly for leucovorin-modulated 5-FU. Now, I wish we had the sample size and the breadth for many rectal studies to be able to state definitively that that's the case. You have intergroup trials that would indicate that prolonged therapy is not superior than giving the therapy during the radiation phase. On the other hand, we've taken that leap, and the patients who will have preoperative therapy will be eligible for prolonged postoperative therapy, which is certainly a concept that I support. I think the opportunities for gain are very significant. I think we've seen the evolution of biologic therapy. I think that bringing it to the adjuvant setting really has the opportunity to save significant numbers of lives. I think we're seeing a much greater level of enthusiasm for clinical trials, particularly in colon cancer. At least we're seeing it. We're seeing sessions at ASCO that are better attended in colon than they are in breast. At least that was the case until that educational session when the Herceptin data were presented. But I think in general, it's good news for patients.